Okay, so if you remember, we were discussing the Osei Gemara Mitzvah Shulgia, right? The Gemara got onto this because the Mishnah mentioned that a Shliach Mitzvah, somebody who is involved in doing a Mitzvah, right? Somebody's on the way to do a Mitzvah, etc., right? Is Pater from Sukkah. So then, right, start discussing the marker for that halacha that Osei Gemara Mitzvah, somebody's already dealing with a Mitzvah, is Pater from the Mitzvah. And the answer that it gave so far was from Kriya Shema. The pasuk says about Kriya Shema, v'lech techa v'derech, right? When you are going on v'lech techa v'derech, on your way, right, then you're chayav in Kriya Shema, another mitzvah. But when you are going on Hashem's way, when you're doing mitzvah, then you're pater. Okay. And the Gemara continues. They're at the bottom of Chafei Amud Aleph. V'aisik b'mitzvah pater me'amitzvah me'hacha nafka me'hasam nafka. No. Did we really learn a din of v'aisik mitzvah, somebody who's currently dealing with mitzvah, exempt from doing other mitzvahs? Did we learn that principle from Kriya Shema? No, we learned it from someone else. The sun, yes, we have in the pasuk, v'ayin Hashem, asher ayut me'im el nefesh adam, v'chulei. Right? Oysam Hashem, mihayu. Right? As the pasuk says, that there were people who were tamei le nefesh adam, who were tamei le meis. They hadn't come into contact with a dead body. And as a result, they were unable to bring the Korban Pesach. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, lama nigara mitech achinu mitech b'nei Yisrael? Why should we be excluded from Bnei Yisrael, from our brothers? They're all bringing Korban Pesach. They're bringing the national Korban. Why shouldn't we also be able to, even though we're Tamei L'meis, right? It's not our fault, right? And it says, who were they? Who were these people that become Tamei L'meis? Why were they Tamei L'meis? The answer, the Gemara stress. The answer is, they were carrying Yosef at Tzadik's coffin. Yosef at Tzadik requested, if you remember, that when he died, that his brothers should bring him back to Israel to bury. Right? They did not, but Moshe Rabbeinu did. When Bnei Israel left Egypt, so Moshe Rabbeinu brought Yosef HaTzadik with him to outside out of Israel. Then Bnei Israel eventually buried him in. Bnei Israel eventually buried him in Eretz Yisrael when they entered the land. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu did not, because he did not, really did not enter Eretz Yisrael himself. Of course, there's a famous story about how really the Mitzrayim didn't want Yosef HaTzadik to be taken away from Mitzrayim, so they threw his body into the Nile, that way it would stay there forever. Moshe Rabbeinu called the bones, and they rose up from the Nile, Seder and Sota. We learned that in Chayitz Man, if you remember. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, they were Mishael ve'el Tzafan hayu. They were Mishael ve'el Tzafan. Who are Mishael and Tzafan? They were Levim. They were the nephews of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Cohen. Right? Shayu Oskin ve'Nadav ve'Avihu, and they were Tomei because they had been responsible for the burial of Nadav ve'Avihu after Nadav ve'Avihu died. So the Mishael ve'el Tzafan were responsible for burying them. Rabbi Yitzchak said, if they were the people who were carrying Yosef Atzadik's coffin, they could have done Parah Aduma a long time ago, right? We know that we're talking about, obviously, Korban Pesach was done on Tesvav Nisan, on the 15th of Nisan, right? We know that the Mishkan was either built on the 1st of Nisan or on the 7th of Nisan, meaning they're in the same place for a week or more. So why is it that they were not Tahori? Why is it that they hadn't done Parah Aduma? They knew the time to bring the Korban Pesach was coming, right? If they were the people who were carrying Yosef Tzadik's coffin, they had time to become Tahor, and therefore it was their fault that they were Tamil and Nefesh. They should have made the effort to become Tahor. Also, if they were Mishael El Tzafan, then they should have been able to become Tahor, right? Why? Because let's say on the 1st of Nisan the Mishkan was established, right? That's what we usually assume, right? On the 1st of Nisan, the Mishkan was established. That was a day that Mishael and El Tzafan were burnt. Right? And on the 2nd of Nisan, the Gemara in Gittin says, Elazar went and performed the first Parah Aduma. Therefore, there was Paraduma available to be debetired. And that was on the 2nd of Nisan. They started on the 3rd of Nisan, the 4th of Nisan, doesn't matter. There was plenty of time for them to do for the 1st Azayos, 2nd, and then 4 days later, the 2nd Azayos, right? And then they could have gone to Mikveh. They could have been Tohor. Illa, right? Rather, Oiskin b'meis mitzvah hayushechal shvishahen liyois be'era Pesach. Right. Rather, they were really dealing, they were people who were in charge of burying a person who didn't have relatives, right? He, a meitz mitzvah, the Gemara in Nazir and Yevamos designs as a person that's a kariv le'anilu, right? It's somebody who is a dead body that calls out and nobody responds to bury it. It's somebody who doesn't have living relatives to bury it. In such a case, the first person who comes across it must bury it. Right, there is a discussion. Even a Kohen Gadol or Nazir is responsible for dealing with meitz mitzvah. What if it's a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, a Kohen and a regular, whatever. Different adifuyos, different people who should do it before somebody else. But in principle, right, anybody who comes across a meitz mitzvah should bury that dead body. Right? And right, they had come across a dead body, and the 7th day of their process of Tara actually fell on Erev Pesach, when they meant to shech the Korban Pesach. Shenemar, as it said, V'leyachul ases ha-Pesach b'yom ha-hu, b'yom ha-hu, yichol ases ha-lemachar, yichol ases. Right, because the Pasuk says, how do we know that the 7th day fell on Erev Pesach? Because the Pasuk says they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach on that day. The implication is, tomorrow, on Tesvav Nisan, the Korban Pesach is brought, is Nikra on Yudalet Nisan, right? It's Shechter on Yudalet Nisan, it's eaten on the night of Tesvav Nisan during the Seder, right? So they could have, on Tesvav Nisan, they could have Shechter the Korban Pesach. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Rebbe, why should we miss out on bringing the Korban Pesach? It's not fair. We were doing a mitzvah. Right? Tzricha. Now we need both limudim to e ashmoin and mahasam mishayim lelei matazman chiyuba de pesach. Aval hacha de matazman kariya shmaim alay tzaricha v'yashmoin hacha mishum de leik akarit aval hasam de ikaritim alay tzaricha. No. But Mara says, we really need both limudim. We need the limud of kriya shma because the limud from kriya shma, it says, applies even if the ptur started when you were already chayav in Kriyat Shema, meaning the sun's already risen, right? You're already chayav in Kriyat Shema, and you start dealing with a mitzvah. You are a potter from Kriyat Shema, even so. Even though the chiyuv already came into being, you are nevertheless potter from Kriyat Shema. On the other hand, we need the limud from Korban Pesach because even though the psur really came about before the chiyuv Korban Pesach was chal, because the chiyuv Korban Pesach came into being, like I said, on Yudal Nitzan at Chatzos at midday, whereas the Ptur came about when they first came to contact with a dead body 7 days earlier. Even so, right, you might have thought that Osek Mitzvah Matan Mitzvah is not true in the case of Korban Pesach because the Korban Pesach involves a Chiyuv Koros, and it's one of only two mitzvahs in Torah that involve Chiyuv Koros, the other one is Bris Milah, right? And therefore, you might have thought that since it involves a Chiyuv Koros, it's much stronger, and therefore, a regular mitzvah will not part you from Korban Pesach. Therefore, you needed both limudim. Okay. Okay, fine. Gufo, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said name Rav Abal Chaye Bechol Mitzvah Yitzah Amuroiz Besor Irachutz Mitfilin. Shri Neman Ben Per. Right? So, remember we said that we brought an example on Avel. As somebody who's torud, who's bothered by something which is occurring to him, it's not reasonable that such a person would be potter from mitzvahs. Because we see it in Avil, even though he's obviously torahed, right? He's obviously bothered by what's going on. He's very sad. He just lost somebody he's very close to. Even so, he's chayiv in mitzvahs, right? We see this. We had this statement of Rabbi Zab, Abba Razab, the name of Rav, that an avil is chayiv in every mitzvah which is mentioned Torah, except for tefillin, right? Because they are pe'er, they are glory, right? And an avil is the least glorious thing in the world, right? Midamar le'rachamal yichizkel perachacha v'shalecha v'goymer, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yechezkel, the entire pasuk is Heyanku doy meisim aval lo taaser percha kacha chavishalecha unalcha tasim reglecha lo taate al shafam velechem anashim loy soichel. The reason why is because the pasuk says previously, right? Pasuk Tezayin says Ben Adam, person, right? Yechezkel is frequently called Ben Adam. Hine nili kechem kas machmari necha ve'angifel leispoy ve'leisiv kevel leisiv savoy dimasecha. I am going to take the one you love the most in a plague, right? And you will not cry, and you will not eulogize him. Hanku doim meisim, right? Heanek doim meisim. Right, you will say, stand still. Right, the stillness of death. You will stay as still as a dead person, and you will not put your, and you will not put your pe'er, your glory on you. What is the glory that Yechezkel should not be putting on himself? It's the tefillin, right? Atu demechayves. Sorry, but you will put the tefillin on. The pasuk says, you will stand still. You will not cry. You will not eulogize, and you will put tefillin on. As in the statement, Adhu de Mechayas, you are obligated in putting on tefillin. Aval kuli alma, p'tiri, everybody else who is in your situation, who's burying a loved one, is potter from tefillin. Ve'hane mili be'yom yishon dichziv v'arschisam ki'yom mar. And this only applies, this p'tur from putting tefillin on for an avel, only applies on the first day, on the day of the burial, the first day of the avelus. We paskin that the avelus really starts on the day of the burial, not on the day the body dies. It happens to be usually the first day. But the avelus only starts on the day of the burial, right? Before that, we have a period called aninus, when you are potter, and we call a mitzvah sa'amores besora, for a different reason. You're potter from all mitzvahs, at least all mitzvahs are machlekes Rashi toses in brachis, why that's true. Rashi says because you're oisik mitzvah pasim in a mitzvah, you're dealing with the mitzvah of burying a dead body, and therefore you are potter. The toses say, based on your shalmi, that's actually because it's the xeris akosa, which potters people are dealing with dead bodies from mitzvahs in general. Similar to how there is a, you should not be fulfilling mitzvahs when you are within arba amos of a dead body. Right, it's not correct to do that. So the Bali says it's low garash karafay. It's like laughing at a dead body, they can no longer perform mitzvahs. But in principle, the contact with death prohibits us from performing mitzvahs, according to Tosafos. One or another, an onan is potter from mitzvah aseh, is only chayav mitzvah aseh, right? This p'tur of an avel, basically from the burial onwards, no longer an onan, right? He's no longer dealing with the burial, he's now an avel. It's chayav in mitzvahs. The p'chiv mitzvahs returns, because he's no longer dealing with death, except for tefillin on the first day. You're potter, because the HaKadosh Baruch said, you are a chayav in tefillin on the first day. The implication is everybody else is potter, right? On the first day of avelus, right? And that's only on the first day, because the pasuk in Amos says, v'achrisam k'yoy mar, right? The whole pasuk is ve'ha'afachti chagichem le'evel v'chol shirichem le'kino ve'leisi kol masnayim sacha kol roish karcha v'sim v'samtia ke'evel yachid v'achrisa k'yoyim mar. Right, I will make her, I'll make Am Yisrael or Yerushalayim like evel yachid, like a mourner. Right, v'achrisa, and I'll make what happens after it like yoy mar, like a bitter day. Right, and the reason why is because the first day of Avelus is the time when the mourner is the most bitter, he's the most sad, and therefore it is when he's most sad that the tefillin should not be put on. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amar Rav Aval Chayev Besukah Avel Chayev Besukah, and Rabbi Avda Bar Zavda said the name Rav, and Avel, a mourner, is Chayev in Sukkah. Right? Pshita, that's obvious. Mahu the same, what have you thought? Ho il the Amar Rabbi Abba Abar Zavda Amar Rabbi Star Pater Minasuka Hai Nami Mistar Hu Kamash Malantar Hani Militar Dimela Valhaka Ihu Dek Mistar Nafshe Ibaile Li Suve Daite. But that's obvious, right? Why is it? Or why would it be obvious that an avel is chayiv? It's based on what we said. An avel is chayiv in all mitzvahs that are said in Torah. Why is it not obvious? Why does it need to be said? Because you would have thought, right? Rabbi Avda Bar Zavda also said the name of a very famous halacha. A mitzvah is patur min hasukkah. A mitzvah, somebody's mitzvah, somebody doesn't want to be in the sukkah. Like, is in the sukkah, it's causing him grief, it's potter. The classic case of mitzvah is if it get rains on you in the sukkah. Right? So this person, Avel, says also mitzvah. And Avel is mitzvah in a sukkah. Right? The Gemara responds, no, this is only true about what's called tzaira demimela. Right? A tzaira demimela, some sort of sadness that comes on its own. Meaning what? It's because of the sukkah. Right? It's some sort of discomfort or sadness which is caused by the sukkah. Right? If it's very, very hot outside, if it's freezing, right? If the sukkah is, you know, smelly, right? Things like if it rains the sukkah, right? Some sort of sadness has some relationship to the sukkah. If it's something that comes, that if it's because you are upset about something else, then the Gemara says you need to settle yourself, right? You need to settle down and you need to fulfill the mitzvah. It's not, you should be making the effort to fulfill the mitzvah and therefore you are not potter. Right? That sort of mitzvah does not make you potter parenthetically, right? This halacha of mitzvah potter min hasukkah, there is a machlokes between the Aruch HaShulchan and Rashi about, not Rashi, and the Mishnah Brura about what causes that. The Mishnah Brura explains that mitzvah potter min hasukkah is because of the conflict with Simchas Yom Tov. There's obviously a mitzvah of Yishivas Sukkah, but also on Sukkahs there's a mitzvah of V'samachta Bechagecha. Right, it's obvious that if you make yourself uncomfortable in the sukkah, that comes at the price of v'samachta bechagecha. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says the Torah built in the consideration. Basically, the mitzvah of being happy on Yom Tov or during sukkahs takes precedence over the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah. When they come into conflict, the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah will basically be overwhelmed by the mitzvah of happiness on Yom Tov. On the other hand, right, the Aruch HaShulchan explains that no, the mitzvah of living in the sukkah is to live in the sukkah benachas. It's to live in the sukkah as a comfortable house, right? That's what teshuka in tadura means. It means living in the sukkah when you are comfortable, right? As your house. If the sukkah is making you uncomfortable, then you no longer have to live in the sukkah. The mitzvah just doesn't exist anymore. There's no mechayev whatsoever. It's not that they came into conflict with another mitzvah. It's that the mitzvah just doesn't exist, right? In such a circumstance. Obviously, the Aruch HaShulchan is a tremendous chiddush. The idea that there would only be a mitzvah to do something when it's easy and comfortable to do it is bizarre. We don't know of anything else like that, to the best of my knowledge. So I heard from Rabbi Rabbenash that maybe the pshat is like this. Right? The whole point of sukkah is to remember the Anani HaKavod in the Midbar. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us with Anani HaKavod in the Midbar. Right? And Simlas Chalei Balsa'ah. The point of the Anni HaKavod was they protect us from everything. There were no scorpions, right? Our clothes didn't wear out. Our legs didn't get tired. We had food as much as we needed. We were very, very comfortable in the Midbar when Hashem was protecting us, right? I'd argue it's almost too comfortable. It's not nice to have everything done for you, have nothing else to do, but right, everything was done for us. We were very comfortable in the Midbar. It's not a zecher to what we did in the Midbar if it's making us uncomfortable. Then maybe that's the reason why in this particular case we have a mitzvah that's only a mitzvah to do it when it's comfortable. Because the point of the mitzvah is to remember what happened in the Midbar, not just stand to sit in a sukkah. Okay. Potentially an argument between those two opinions. I don't want to go into too much right now, but that is certainly the machlokes exists. Okay. Let's continue tomorrow. Right, Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, send the name of Rav. We have another statement from him to do with mitzvah. A chasan, right, somebody just got married. Vehashush binin, right? And the people who are making him happy, right? Who are surrounding him, making him happy. And all the bnei chuppah, anybody who's involved in the chuppah, is potter from the sukkah. My time, what's the rate for the entire shiva, for the entire time that they're dealing with that, right? They're dealing with the wedding. They do not have 4 minutes for sukkah. My time, what's the reason? Because the chassan should be spending time with his kala, right? The chassan should be spending time with his kala, and everybody else should be spending time with them to make them happy. The chassan's job is to spend time with his kala to make her happy, right? Everybody else is meant to stay with the chassan to make them both happy, right? Therefore, right, if they need to spend all their time there, right? So it says velichu besukkah veliach besukkah. I don't understand. So let's eat in the sukkah. Fine, the kala's potter from sukkah. Right, the kala is a woman, she doesn't have an obligation of sukkah. But she can, firstly she has a kiyum, and secondly she can eat in the sukkah, there's not a problem with her eating the sukkah. Why don't they just eat in the sukkah, and then everybody can be with them in the sukkah, right? And it'll be great, everybody can be happy in the sukkah. This idea of oseh b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah only makes sense when it's not easy to fulfill both. It's very, very easy to just have your meal in the sukkah, and then you can fulfill both the mitzvah simchas chasam kala and the mitzvah of sukkah. What a contradiction. So it says, Ein simcha ela bechuppah. And then the Gemara says, no, the reason why is because simcha, the simcha of chasam kala, the simcha of staying together, right, is really in the chuppah, it's really in their room. Right, it's where they're going to be. So it says, the Gemara then says, v'lechu b'sukkah v'liachtu b'chuppah. So why don't they eat in the sukkah? And they can be alone in the chuppah afterwards, right? But he has to be alone with her. V'lechtu b'sukkah. They can celebrate, sorry, not be alone. They should eat in the sukkah and celebrate afterwards in the chuppah. So there's no, ein simcha ela b'makam su'udah. The celebration is meant to be the meal. Right? The meal is the party. You're meant to have a festive meal. So if the festive meal is only going to be chuppah, it's only going to be in their room, then you have to eat in their room as well. So v'li'avdu chuppah besukkah. Just make the chuppah there. Abai amar mishum yichud. So why can't you just use the sukkah as a chuppah? It's their room. Why not? So the answer was no, mishum yichud. Abaye says, basically, Rashi explains like this. What they would do, you live in a city, in those days people didn't really have backyards, right? So why would you build a sukkah? You build a sukkah on the roof. Okay, so you on the roof, but at some stage or another, the chassan's going to have to go down to the house to go to the toilet. And then somebody else will be Misyachedog, going to be in Yichud with his wife. Right? Somebody's going to be hanging out with them there in the sukkah. He goes down to go to the toilet. His wife is left alone with them. That's Yichud. It's Asur. Right? Ve'Rava Amar, Rava said, Mishum Tzar Chasan. Rava said, no. It's because it's like, it'll make him sad. It'll make him reticent. In the first week of marriage, you want the Chasan and Kala to be able to be open with each other, be able to have a good time together, to be able to celebrate, to be able to have a party, right? A sukkah is a very exposed thing. Firstly, sometimes it doesn't even have full walls. And the walls are not substantial. Everybody can hear. Lots of people can see. It's not nice, right? They want privacy, right? A sukkah doesn't afford them privacy. Therefore, they are not obligated to do this. Maybe, Nail. What's the difference between their two opinions? What's the nafkamina? Ike be Nail. There isn't a nafkamina. The shrichri Inshi denafki ve'aili lehasam le'andam amar mishum yichud leka le'andam mishum tzarchasan ika. So a nafkamina is if they have lots of visitors. If the sukkah is situated in such a way that they really do have constant visitors, then there's no problem with yichud. And Abaye would say that yachinami, they should, the sukkah will be their room, right? If they got married right before or during sukkah, then fine, sukkah will be their room for the first 7 days, right? But if, on the other hand, the reason why is because Tzar Chasan, because it takes away all their privacy and it's just uncomfortable, then, Adraba, if lots of people are coming, that makes it more uncomfortable, not less. Right? So then they would remain Potter. Amar Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera said, Ana achli besukah bechadi bechupa. V'chol shekein dechadi liboy dekaavina tarti. Okay, so Rabbi Zeira said, the way I did it, I ate in the sukkah, and I celebrated outside of the sukkah, right? I celebrated in a room with my wife, and it made me even happier. Why didn't we say that really the seuda, the meal, and the happiness are meant to be in the same place? No! I was happier because of this. Because instead of getting one mitzvah, only the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam Kala, I got two mitzvahs. I got the mitzvah of making my wife happy, and I got the mitzvah of living in the sukkah, of eating in the sukkah, right? It's a mitzvah. Parenthetically, Rashi says that it must have been that he got married before Sukkot, not during Sukkot. From Paskin, you're not really meant to get married during Sukkot because of Ein Marav and Simchat Zigla. You're meant to keep the two types of happiness separate. Right? The happiness of marriage is meant to be separate from the happiness of living of Chag Sukkot, right? Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says on this topic. Chasen v'shoshin v'chol b'nei chupa p'turin min ha'tvila u'min ha'tvilin v'chayavin b'kriyashma. Chasen and everybody in the chupa is pater from tvila, they're pater from davening, right? They shouldn't daven at that time because they're dealing with the mitzvah because chasen v'chala, so they should not daven. U'min ha'tvilin, they're pater from tvilin. If they haven't put on tvilin that day, don't put them on, right? They are not obligated right now to put on tvilin. V'chayavin b'kriyashma, but they are obligated in kriyashma. Mishum Rabbi Shila Amru, Chasan Pater, Vashmin Mechol Bnei Chupa Chayavin. Right, Rabbi Shila said, no, Chasan himself is Pater from Kriyashma, and we discussed this before. The reason why Chasan is Pater is because he's just not going to be able to have Kavana for the words. It's a waste of time for him to say Kriyashma, right? Vashmin Mechol Bnei Chupa Chayavin. Everybody else there is Chayavin Kriyashma. The reason why is because they can say it quickly, right? And it just happens to be. It's not that they will have time, right? It was Oisik Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah only works if you are really dealing with the Mitzvah. If you have 10 seconds spare to say Kriyashma, there's no reason not to say Kriyashma. Okay, Tov, we will continue tomorrow, please God.